Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
Casualty.
Hey, hi, hello. Welcome to TV Casualty, the podcast about TV shows I've never seen. I'm your host, Micah Brucey, and this week we have a very special episode. This week, our guest is a man who's usually in the on the third mic, the brains behind this operation, the man on the ones and twos, Mr. Computer Chip, if you will.
You forgot my name again, didn't you?
Senorita. Ram card.
Yep, that's that is what they called me.
The Prince of the Preamp.
Sure.
Listen, I got producer Leif here. That's my man. If you are a fan of this show, you've heard him laughing off to the side. You've heard me abusing him. And none of that's going to stop. This is just going to be an hour of me talking at him. And he'll just be like, yeah, thumbs up from across the room, which is great.
It's actually very weird to be on this side.
How does it feel? It doesn't feel good. I mean, it doesn't feel weird. Doesn't feel bad. It's odd.
It's very odd because I'm not even wearing the headset because the last time I was a guest on a host podcast that was on the Brain Machine.
Yeah.
I would get lost and just be like, oh, yeah, I'm just recording. I would get in the zone. Like, they'd be like, we asked you a question. I'd be like, oh, shit. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
So it's weird. It's real weird.
I believe that this will sound great.
Yeah, and thank you for Steve Albini being in the studio.
Oh yeah. This is we're back in Studio 8, Leif.
Yep, we have
producer Steve Albini in here again. Say what's up, Steve. He's a strong silent type.
He's real strong.
He's steely. He somehow put up like glass in between us.
Yeah. He came in today and transformed my room into a somehow more professional studio.
I don't know how our studio could become more professional.
No. But, I mean, I could probably pick up my laundry for starters.
I mean, it could not be the place that you definitely jerk off in.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
That's my favorite.
Mind you, don't touch anything.
Yeah. Oh, man, this place, if you turn on a black light, this room would hum.
Oh, my God. You wouldn't even know because it would just be one bright
color. I think that's a really funny thing that I've never thought of. Like, that I just, like, because I bring people over here that you don't know.
Yeah.
And sometimes I don't know that well.
Sure.
And just because I'm like, oh, these people are interesting, or this person will give me a nice bump, you know.
Yeah.
No one's ever given me a nice bump because...
And the numbers prove it.
Yeah. The numbers prove it. I just like to give a shout out to my 8 listeners.
That's generous.
I mean, Mom.
Just go with it.
Mommy. Please download.
Yeah.
But it is fun to bring people all over because you do like transform your bedroom into the studio.
Most people don't know it's my bedroom unless I say it.
Exactly. Yeah. So it is funny to be like, hey, come on over to the studio. And they're like, oh, great studio. And I'm like, yeah, Leif jerks off here.
Yeah, all the time.
Right before we get here. And sometimes after I get here.
Yeah, I'm jerking off right now.
Which is pretty fun because you can't tell because it is a podcast.
You can't tell. Exactly. Actually, today is the first time we're also recording. I did nothing to prepare for this.
Yeah.
Like, my bed is down. It honestly looks like a bedroom, and it looks like we're trying to do a podcast in the corner of a bedroom.
It's exactly what we're doing. Which is fun. The best thing about this is that no one can see it.
Yeah. So it's going to sound, we're describing it.
It's going to sound the same.
Yeah. Here, I'm going to be really vulnerable about something I'm like super self-conscious about.
Yeah.
Instead of just keeping it a secret. Whoops. Oh, well.
I think that's kind of everything I've ever done.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, instead of keeping anything a secret, I, like, have a compulsion to tell people.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. Because the fact of the matter is, it is just my bedroom. I've just totally redid it.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine if I had to try to turn my bedroom into a studio. The amount of work I would have to do.
It would be a lot. Because you have stuff.
I have so much stuff.
I have hidden what stuff I do have is mostly hidden. And also, after moving... over the last 4 years, I've gotten rid of almost all my stuff.
Yeah.
Because my family is like not quite hoarders.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just enough where it looks nice, but they're like, my mom's like one knickknack away from like a major catastrophe.
Okay. And like, it could, like, topple everything that's set up very.
It's, you go there, it just feels so homey, but it's like one thing could just be the end, and like it would be like, oh, you have a problem. Like, yeah, she can't get rid of stuff. So, and like I have that, and the last few years I've made like a conscious effort to get rid of everything. Yeah, everything I can.
Are you like a, what's that, a Marie Kondo? Have you read that thing, that book about minimalism or whatever?
The no,
Precious Art of Tidying Up or whatever it's called.
I know what you're talking about, and I do. Like, I've never read it, but, like, I know a lot of, I've heard people talk about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I do like a more minimalist type of lifestyle.
Ooh, I couldn't disagree more.
I thought I couldn't either, but through time, like, I before I moved to the current location, Studio 8 Life. I got everything I owned into a Honda Civic, okay, and then threw my bed on top. And that was perfect. One shot, did all my moving. It was great.
Oh.
But since I get here, I like furniture now, I have a table now, all this other stuff, which is fine, but it was nice. It's freeing to not have this stuff. And like once it's gone, I feel better. But man, throwing out that stuff was like, there were times like I was borderline in tears.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm basically a healthy hoarder.
Yeah, I feel like right now it's, you know, other people in my life would maybe disagree, but I don't see it as like a problem for me.
Yeah.
But it's like, but it could be.
And that's why we're actually here today. It's not a podcast episode.
I would not be shocked if you had got, if my roommates and girlfriend were not here to be like, Mike, please get rid of some of this stuff.
I like how that they would choose me. Like, you have an MMA fighter and Anya, like one of the strongest people I know. Yeah. Like, no, let's get Leif. The guy who's super neurotic. He'll take care of it. He's got you. Yeah, it's weird. It really is weird. I actually had another point and now it's totally gone. Hoarding. Oh, no, yeah, I actually really like your place because you have a lot of like tasteful stuff and artwork and all that, and like it's very homey.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that I think it's like, because it's all items.
Yeah.
It's all stuff that is like usable.
Exactly. It's not seems like it all has a story. Like it's nice. It's lived in. My room is just like cold. And
no, I think I like your room. I think it's nice. I wish
well,
that
you
I
have
could.
To say that.
No, I don't. I am very mean to you all the time.
All the time.
That's how I show people that I don't like them.
Or that you do like them.
I think
too,
I treat everyone exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Badly.
Yes. Yep. Across the board.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. I just feel like I wish that I could be the guy that like has two garbage bags or like, you know, like two duffel bags full of items and that's it.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's brutal.
I can't do that. And it's kind of to the point, like I'll go away for a weekend and I have like, I used to have a backpacking bag, like huge bag,
yeah,
filled to the top and then still a suitcase to like complement it. And like, that's just going away for like 2 days.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
Yeah. Oh God,
help us.
I was dog sitting over like through Christmas and New Year's and a little bit before it too. Mm-hmm. And just the because I brought,
oh, Happy New Year's, by the
oh,
way.
Oh, thank you so
this
much. Yeah, Happy New Year. This
yeah,
is the this
is
our first episode
first
that
episode
we
of the year.
We'll do a little, you know what? We'll do a little 2017 wrap up after the story.
Okay, yeah.
Not like after this episode. But so it was just like the amount of stuff in between going home and then coming back with presents,
mm-hmm,
and stuff that I had bought myself.
Oh, we get it. Your family loves
I,
you.
No, I mostly went to the thrift store. I was like buying presents for other people and I bought myself a bunch of stuff at the thrift store. But literally for Christmas, the only presents I received were my parents, who are very divorced and do not talk, separately buying me combined four pairs of the exact same pants.
Wow.
Four pairs, same color, same cut, same size. It was beautiful.
Nice.
I got a year's worth of pants now.
That's so good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of pants. I own one pair of pants.
Yeah. This is like the most pants I've owned in a long time. So I have those four pairs of pants. I have a black pair, another black pair that I like, and then this pair of blue jeans that I'm like, I don't know if I'm a blue jeans guy, but I wear them every once in a while.
Mike, 2018's really looking good for you.
I mean, I have six. I have six pairs of pants now.
I own two. One is for my like nice suit.
Yeah,
that's it.
Oh,
that's
I guess I have seven then because I have
because
I have a suit. I got to get rid of this.
We are
suit,
in separate tax brackets. My
oh
man.
No, these are all. yeah, it's bad. But yeah, just the amount of stuff. But then the stuff because the place I was staying had a washer and dryer, so I brought like all
so
of
good.
My dirty laundry.
Yeah.
Over there to wash.
I don't know why I said that. I have that, but I we have to pay for it. But it's still...
no, this was a free in unit.
Oh, that's nice. Like I can't go back. I can't. It's you can't live in a place it has without to be it in the building.
Yeah.
I can't. That it's such a. I mean, that's obviously the dumbest first world problem. So dumb.
Yeah.
But I got a haircut and now I'm fancy and I'm hip. I will be respected as such.
Leif got a very fancy hip haircut.
Yeah.
It's very fun.
Yeah. I asked for a trim and they took a buzzer to the side.
Dude.
They went, trust me on this. You don't know what you're doing. Turns out I didn't.
Yeah.
But I knew that. I was leaning into that.
My barber really took liberties with my haircut last time
because
I had blonde hair. I had, like, bleach blonde hair.
Yes, you did?
You know, you can't tell over the podcast, but I had bleach blonde hair, and
may have been able to. Yeah. It was so blonde, you could have almost
I looked
told.
Very cool. Yeah. I had a very laid-back California attitude. Not even a little. I had a very neurotic New York City rat feeling the first chill of winter attitude at all times. But then I was growing it out, but I didn't want my hair to be cut too short. So then my barber just took it into his own hands and cut all the blonde off and made my hair is basically back to the natural color. And it is very short. And it's the weird thing where people are like, it's a nice haircut. I'm like, it is a nice haircut, but it's not the haircut I wanted.
Sure. That's what everybody keeps telling me. But the thing is, everyone's like making such a big deal about it that it's like, guys, at some point it's just offensive to how I used to look.
Yeah.
And the only reason I find any offense is because I I'm a dirty hippie in my heart. Like,
yeah.
I love all that stuff. I'm an environmentalist. I went to school for that stuff. I'm trying to be more of a minimalist, all that good stuff. I even recycle.
I wouldn't recycle if it wasn't by law. I don't know.
We are literally drinking out of reused pickle jars.
Yeah, that I'm all right with. But everything else.
I did
just buy a bunch of nutritional yeast in bulk at the store and then put it into an old mason jar. So,
but I need to. I can't find that stuff. I've been trying to.
Nutritional yeast.
Hello.
bulk nutritional yeast.
Yeah.
Whole Foods.
I can't find him. Well, I must be looking for the wrong. I must be in the wrong spot.
They're in the big bulk bins.
Okay, that's what I'm missing.
Yeah.
So I just want any forms. I want to try that out because I don't do dairy anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm slowly, hopefully, in the next 5 years, transitioning to a vegetarian and then eventually vegan. But that's. Yeah.
That's,
I don't want to talk
much
about
down
that
the
because
road.
who that's too far ahead.
You're setting yourself up for failure talking
exactly.
about
yeah,
it
yeah,
that
yeah,
far
yeah.
in advance.
Without a doubt. Yeah. So
unlike
we'll...
me, who has never failed at anything.
You are a vegan though, which that in itself is very impressive.
I feel like when anyone that is vegan finds out that I'm vegan, they're like, you shouldn't tell people.
Why?
You make us look bad. I'm just like eating potato chips all the time and like drinking soda and they're like, no. We got a different image.
Oh,
we got a new image.
Whoever says that,
literally no one's ever said that.
Okay,
to me.
I was gonna be like, that's the worst because I love it. I like it. I love that you're vegan, and I'm like because I was a vegetarian for like 3.5 months in high school once, and I got so sick because it turns out I'm anemic that I wasn't getting the iron. And the thing is, my mom's like, well, I'm not shopping for you, so I just didn't have food.
Oh, okay.
Because like I was like going to school and working full time, like I just didn't have food.
Yeah.
So eventually, it got to the point I got real sick.
I would love to be so busy that I just don't eat. I feel like that's the only way I could actually lose weight.
It's
just
is
not
the worst.
Eating.
Oh, I see. I've never. I mean, I still ate, but it was always just like bread and tofu, which you're also not supposed to have that much soy.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those. Soy is like eggs, in that it's like the narrative changes every couple of years.
Yeah,
where it's like eggs are really good for you. No, eggs raise your cholesterol,
but it's good cholesterol.
Yeah. So it's like always back and forth, and I feel like soy and like tofu is like the same thing. People are like, you're not supposed to have too much. It ruins your testosterone. They're like, the amount you would have to eat for
and
it to affect you.
I can't afford that. That's a joke. I'm sorry. That's a bit I do on stage, and I feel gross.
Dude, fuck off, man.
Yeah. No, seriously, fuck off.
No,
to
man.
Me.
Hey, I don't know why I keep checking my phone. I have turned it off.
Whatever.
But no, this podcast is over. You've ruined it.
Cool.
Doing a stage bit here.
That's fine.
Motherfucker.
I'll be in bed by 8 o'clock. This is great.
I would love to be in bed by 8 o'clock.
I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibilities.
Oh, it's only 7. Yeah. I mean...
Dude, I feel so cool today. Yeah, I got to go up in the first group. Oh yeah. I'm feeling my haircut.
You got to shake your little open mic dick around and ask to go up in the first group. It was beautiful.
I did not. You did.
Okay. Well,
for
I
me.
I tried to make you sound cool, man.
You did.
I'm trying to fucking help you.
But I mean, let's be honest.
I'm trying to help you out.
I mean, listen, I need way more than just that. Yeah. Please send all your money to my Venmo.
Yeah. And his Venmo is obviously at Micah Brucey.
Have you ever gotten a random person on Venmo try to...
Ask me for money? No, but I have done that to people before.
Somebody did that to me yesterday. It was another Leif, and he's like, "Yo, can a Leif?" It was 69 cents. Yo, can another Leif get 69 cents?
And
I was like,
"Fuck off!" Bitch.
I ignored it immediately. Yeah. I was just like, "Fuck off!" Like, what? Yeah. That's no, stop. Social media, fine. Facebook is one thing. Venmo is another.
Yeah.
They don't need to be both.
They Because I get all my money for walking dogs on Venmo.
Mm-hmm.
So I request it every week for my clients.
Sure.
And so then I looked yesterday and I had two pending requests still. And I was like, what two people haven't paid me? And I looked and it was one person. And then the other one was me asking right wing alt right guy Mike Cernovich for $5,000. I forgot that it was over the holidays and I was like alone and it was like 5 a.m. and I still hadn't gone to bed. And I just Venmo requested Mike Cernovich for $5,000 to see if it would work. I did that around the election to Milo Yiannopoulos too. I asked him for $25.
That's so funny.
And I didn't get any.
See, that's funny. Like that's at least like that's, you're also making a point. Like this guy was just being an idiot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like,
I don't think I'm ever making a point. I just think it's funny and I don't know who else to ask. And I just like searched a bunch of famous people's names.
Nice.
I searched Donald Trump. There's like a bunch of fake Donald Trumps on.
Oh, there's so many. There are so many out there.
Yeah. So I'm just like, fuck this. Mike Pence wasn't on there. You know, I just like tried to, you know, like famous people.
I like that.
Yeah.
Because that's also like, who knows, maybe you get a little something out of it.
I think Milo, or Milo, however you fucking say it, I believe somebody did Venmo request him that is like in the comedy scene and he paid. Like it was like $20 or something like that. I can't remember who it was though.
Still so good.
Still so funny.
Oh my God, so good.
God, it's so funny.
That's awesome.
It's good. But yeah, so this is the first episode of the new year.
Yeah.
That we're recording in the new year, at least. So do you want to, I did not prepare anything for this. So, and I'm kind of really just dumping this on you.
cool.
Let's do it. Do you want to do a quick 2017 review?
Sure. Like, are we talking big picture or like just the podcast or the network or what?
Big picture, personal, literally anything you want to talk about from the last 12 months.
Last year was weird. I had a lot of health stuff.
Yeah.
I did everything from like, I got diagnosed with a brain tumor.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's totally benign. My eyes quit. Like one just started looking off to the left.
That's good, I think. Is
and
that good or bad?
It's not good.
Okay. Well, you know, you learn something new every day.
Yeah, yeah. It made me have a really bad vertigo. I spent 6 months last year in bed for three different things, and then the last one was we think it's so bad that we can't actually tell if I have an ulcer because it's like so gross down there.
Ooh, that's
that
nice.
They couldn't actually tell if I had an ulcer or not. But the thing is like my side has been in pain for like 4 or 5 months now.
Yeah.
And like, I feel better and I'm taking a lot of medication and they had to like go down in there and like cut out a bunch of stuff. So that was fun.
So you're less of you than you used to be.
I am. And also I lost 10 pounds last month. So there's that.
That's fun.
Yeah, get an ulcer, kids. You'll lose weight.
I gotta get
ulcer. You gotta get an ulcer, man.
I gotta do something. And I know it's like the real answer is like diet and exercise, but I'm like, just give me something else.
Yeah, yeah, just not
what
that.
If I just wish?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wouldn't that also be fun?
Yeah. Honestly, the only thing I could say, the reason I actually lost 10 pounds is because I can't eat after like 6 o'clock, like 5, 6 o'clock.
Okay, because of the ulcer?
Because so when you go to bed with a full stomach, it will create two big things that I probably that helped contribute other than the fact that I work two full time jobs and also do stand up in there.
Yeah.
Which is probably the main reason I got that. But
I mean, that probably helps.
Yeah. I'm going to say
that I didn't help the ulcer.
No. Not even a little bit. My doctors say specifically, hey, stop working. And I go, okay.
Okay.
And
which no.
Yeah. Yeah. Which full time job?
Yeah. Yeah.
Turns out.
Probably the one that pays you.
I stopped doing stand-up, which kind of blew.
Yeah.
Like, today was, like, the third time I've done it this year. Or, I mean, in, like, 6 months. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you go to bed with a full stomach, it has a tendency to create a lot of stomach acid. And okay. that, so like, I am done eating by 5 o'clock. And also, you're not supposed to eat a lot. Like, if you stuff yourself, it creates more stomach acid.
Okay.
So like, I've been eating reasonable meals, but I have like five.
Yeah.
And then I'm done eating by 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And I lost 10 pounds in a month. And the thing is, I don't even feel it. Sometimes when I go to bed, I am a little like hungry.
Yeah.
But as long as I wake up and have a huge breakfast every day, and I'm just like, all right, let's do this, and I'm good to go.
Okay, what if I do
the
exact opposite of that?
what
if I keep eating huge meals at 11 p.m.?
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so can I do that?
Yeah.
I mean, like, no one's going to stop me either way.
No. I mean, go for it.
Yeah.
I don't know if, I mean, that's what I was doing for a long time.
Yeah.
And then I was like, hey, I can't do this anymore. But it was, it's mostly because I work too much.
Yeah.
That my body is... not even slowly anymore giving out on me.
Yeah, that it's just like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I realized 2017 is the year, is the first year in 3 or 4 years that I did not pass any kidney stones.
Hey!
Look at that.
My man. There you go. Someone's hydrated.
Look, no, I'm not. I mean, I guess I'm more hydrated than I used to be, but man, let's see. Because, yeah. 2014 was the first time I got them.
Okay.
2014, I passed a kidney stone at my apartment into the toilet while I was peeing. 2015, I passed a kidney stone while tubing down the Delaware River.
Oh.
And 2016.
I would be so worried about the things, like, oh, God.
Yeah.
That's the, what, no. That word.
Oh, I was, no. I was in the tube.
Sure.
And I was just like, oh, it'd be funny if I pissed, like, in front of my friends. Like, I'm, like, laying, and I, like, piss up and out of the tube. And then my friend was like, that pee was kind of dark. And I was like, yeah, I think that was blood. And it was, because I passed a kidney stone on the Delaware River.
The fact that I've never heard that, like, that is...
I forgot about this.
The greatest story I've ever heard.
And then 2016, I passed a kidney stone in the bathroom... at an open mic.
Oh,
before
God.
My set.
That's even funnier.
And then I just went up and did my set, didn't even mention it.
What?
I just was like, well, I got a joke I have to tell.
Yeah, that is true. I got you.
I was like, I only get 2 minutes here.
Yeah, sometimes I do. I'll freeze and just be like, no, stick with the plan.
Yeah, I got a thing. I can't fucking ruin it talking about this fucking kidney stone.
That's so funny. Man, that Delaware River one is... because
unbelievable.
Like, I grew up very close to probably where that happened. And so, like, I can picture it... to a T.
Yeah.
It's just so funny. Oh my God.
It was brutal.
That's painful. I'm so scared of that because I know it's going to eventually happen. And like,
but you're like a very hydrated person.
I drink a stupid amount of water.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Your skin looks great. You're not going to have any kidney stones.
Hopefully not, because like, I'm genuinely terrified. And then that's like one of the things, like, I'm genuinely terrified. I'm not afraid of dying. But a kidney stone?
Of living with... I'm not afraid of dying.
Yeah.
It's so quick.
Yeah. Or even...
I'm afraid of living with something terrible.
Yeah, like a kidney stone.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I just am like, well, fuck this. It's like... it's a thing where it's like, for years, nothing... my body was just like, fuck, just fucking, you know, run it into the ground. And I think now I'm paying for it.
Yeah. Oh, me too. We were talking about this earlier. Years... 15 years of playing Ultimate, my knees are shot.
Yeah.
I am so fucked when I get older.
Oh, yeah, dude. My knee is fucked. I got hit. I was riding my bike a couple years ago, and I got hit by a car.
Nice.
Which was great. It was really great for me.
Yeah.
It really made everything good and not bad.
I can't recommend high enough to get hit by a car.
Yeah.
By a car.
And it's not... the best part is it was a van.
Oh, God.
And it almost ran me over.
Jesus.
Which was fun.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So I've been hit plenty of times, but almost being run over, that's where it gets fucking insane.
Yeah. Because it was a thing where we were both at a red light.
Yeah.
And I was to the right, like in between the van and the curb.
Yep.
And then we started going, and he went to go turn into a parking lot and didn't realize it. So he kind of like pushed me into the curb, and then I like yelled, and that was the only reason he stopped driving. And he's like, oh, man, I would have ran over you. And I was like, don't be so casual about this.
Can we not be casual? No, it's riding in the city is a suicide.
Yeah. And I haven't been comfortable like riding my bike. Like that much since then.
Yeah. I've been it like 7 times in the city. At this point, I'm just like, yeah, okay, it's part of the deal. Because I used to ride, I ride to work when the weather's nicer. Like, I ride to work every day. And I get hit.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Yeah. I just, and that was the thing where I fucked my knee up, but my adrenaline was running so bad that I didn't realize that my knee was hurt until like.
Yeah, you won't know until way later.
Yeah.
And then it hits you and you're like, fuck everything.
So my knee just hurt for 3 months and then I quit my job.
Mm-hmm.
And just like laid in bed for a month.
Jesus.
And then I started working again. And then my knee didn't hurt as much
every
day. That was one of the things where you went, I was like, when I was in like in my early 20s or my teens, when you just hear about people that have like chronic pain.
Yeah.
Where you're like, if my life was like, if my arm hurt all the time or my knee hurt all the time, I would just kill myself. I'd kill myself immediately. And then it happens. Mm-hmm. And then you're just like, well, I have to keep living.
Yeah, getting older is weird because like little things like that happen all the time.
Yeah,
but it's like with the dizziness, like it went on for like 8 or 9 months, and I still get it once in a while. And I was just like, I need anything to happen to me, because it's either got to get better or I need to be dead because I can't do the like. And same with my side. Like, it got to the point, like, I was just losing my mind, just being like, I don't care if it's over.
Yeah,
let's just fucking
fix it.
Yeah, it's so frustrating, but. I do have to say, other than the health stuff, the rest of the year was actually the best because I got to do dates all the way out to Ohio and back, like stand-up stuff, which was cool. And also I started working with you and Narcissistas and continue working with Ufology. And like the network is actually becoming more of a thing. Like it's so fucking cool. Still, if you'd like to pay me, I won't stop you.
I would I would not like to pay you.
No. Not you. Our gracious listener.
Oh, yeah. Okay, again, if you want to pay Leif for all the hard work he does, his Venmo is
Micah Brucey.
Just send him some cash, and that's it. You know, it's weird that his Venmo is my name, but, you know, it's just, you know, it's a technical thing.
Yeah. I figured we're a team player. Just send it to him, and I'm sure he shares everything with me all the time.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Without a doubt.
The thing is that we both do the same amount of work for this podcast.
Yeah.
For sure.
Uh-huh.
And you definitely don't do more work than me for my own podcast.
I mean, listen, booking, honestly, after doing I did a podcast for about a year and a half, and honestly, it's... Just booking people is the fucking worst. That's honestly
booking a podcast makes me want to fucking kill myself.
Yeah, it's the fucking worst.
Yeah.
Which is honestly part of the reason I was like, what I was doing was supposed to be a placeholder until I found the idea that I was like, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
And after a year and a half, I was like, I can't find it. I'd rather just produce and not have to worry about booking people.
Yeah.
So, yes, maybe I put a lot of time into like editing and stuff, which is, it's here and there. But the thing is, like, honestly, the booking is the worst part and you do that.
I always feel bad because... My podcast has like a dumb theme. So I'm like, hey, do you want to do some homework with me?
Yeah.
Like, do you want to do a thing that's annoying, kind of? Do you want to do the thing that I hate to do, which is have someone tell me what to do?
Yeah.
Isn't that fun?
The nice thing is, though, the one thing I've realized is comedians will do anything.
Oh,
they will do anything to be. And honestly, like, this is.
They are fucking morons.
Like, I. This podcast I will listen to all the way through. I've done that on a couple occasions, like when editing. Like,
yeah.
Because I'll just get lost in it. And it's like, especially if it's like a TV show I've seen. And I'm like, cool, I get this.
Yeah.
Damn it. I was going to make a joke being like, wait, your podcast has a theme?
Yeah. The theme isn't just me talking about me while my guest sits there nicely.
Wait, it is or is not?
That is not the theme.
Okay.
But that is.
Subplot.
That's an overarching.
Like
yeah.
Sure.
That's kind of like, you know. That's like the moral of the podcast is that I'm here.
Yeah, of course. How about you? What was a good thing you did in 2017?
What was a good thing I did in
2017? Right, is it 2018?
Yeah,
I keep
2018
fucking
now.
That up.
2017 was like fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like I'm every year I get a little bit more confident as a performer, which is nice. I feel like every year is kind of up and down. Like, I did some things that were really cool. I did some things that I didn't do some things that I really wanted to do and stuff like that. So it's like, you know, I'm glad that I got to some of the opportunities I did. And I am upset that I didn't work harder at getting more things that I wanted.
Yeah.
But I don't know. 2017 was fine. It was cool. I got into a relationship that I like, which is nice. I had another relationship, which was, ended pretty much on this podcast
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So that was fun.
That was Ooh, man, I have I because I was yeah, that was very awkward.
It was
Because
fun.
I've, like, you guys were having fun, but it's like you could kind of tell, like, there was definitely, like, the relationship edge to it. I'm like, oh, this is
Yeah, we had
not
broken up like
fun.
4 days before that.
Yeah, that was
And I think it was like one of the
interesting.
first times we had
Also,
like
you didn't tell me that until afterwards. I was like, thank God you didn't tell me until
Yeah.
afterwards, because that would have been even worse.
Yeah. So that was fun. I'm trying to think. I don't know. You know, I my best friend moved in with me, which is great. A good friend of mine and my old roommate for 3 years moved to LA, which was very sad.
Yes.
Kyle Ayers, he moved to LA. But then Diego moved in, and that's been great. That's been very fun. I don't know. Yeah, I feel like 2017 was the first year in a while that I feel like I kind of plateaued.
Sure.
Like, it didn't feel like as much growth, other than maybe personally. Like, I feel a little different than I did a year or so ago, but not enough to, like, be like, yeah, 2017, I feel like I didn't accomplish that much.
Sure.
I feel like I just really spent the whole year trying to stay afloat.
I
But
mean, you did create the number one
I, the
factual
number one. Okay, the
alt-right
number one alt-right
Christian
Christian podcast
podcast.
about television shows.
So you did do that.
I did do that. I guess, yeah, I guess I'm proud of all the work I did for this show.
It's a great
It's
show.
very difficult to do sometimes.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's
Especially
difficult
when
to.
people are like, I'm going to choose one that's like an hour and a half for a pilot episode.
Yeah, there's that, and just also just like being like, man, I really don't like television that much,
Oh,
and
that
I
sucks.
really have made myself do a podcast
Yeah,
about
about
television.
to see, I didn't know that you didn't. I
I
knew
think it's
you weren't the
fun.
biggest fan,
Yeah.
but yeah, you have to do at least an hour, half an hour before every
Before
episode.
every
You have to
episode.
put the work
Yeah.
in.
And so a lot of times I'm just like, fuck, I really don't want to do this. But I'm also like, you can't quit. Because it's like, ultimately, it's very fun
Yeah, and I
and
think,
fulfilling. But
and you're
it's.
also very, like, you're very charismatic. Like, when you, when we started the first episode, I went, oh, this is your thing. Like, you're good at
Yeah,
this.
I just feel like thank you. I don't know. I just said yeah, like I totally agree.
That's okay. I can't take compliments
Yeah,
either.
I just tried to like move past it. So thank you very much.
You're
But
very
yeah, it's
welcome.
a it's it was one of those things where I like after the first episode I feel like is good, but I didn't really have the show figured out yet. And then over the next couple I figured it out. But then it was like
You did drop the ball on TV boners.
I mean,
You dropped the ball on
that's
that.
the I think that's the next
That's the next one. TV
once I quit
boners.
doing this concept. But I was just like immediately felt pretty confident in doing this. And I feel like there's been some episodes where I really sucked ass. But
I mean, sometimes it's hard because sometimes people are expecting more question-based stuff and less
yeah.
conversation, and sometimes it's I mean, listen,
Yeah.
I've been there, and there's a reason I don't do a
Yeah.
podcast.
But there is, I was like immediately a little mad at myself being like, oh, why is this so easy? Like, because I've just like been trying so hard at comedy for
Yeah,
years
I
and I'm like,
remember after the first episode, you're
fuck.
like, "Wow, how did this come to me like that? It was so
Yeah,
easy."
I
Like,
just fucked
yeah,
it.
you
But
tore through it.
yeah. But this is kind of like, this whole thing is kind of, it is kind of fun to do this because I didn't go to college, but one of the things I wanted to go for was like to be a broadcaster, to like be a radio guy. I thought that's what my life would be. I thought I'd be like a funny guy on the radio because I grew up really liking Howard Stern. And I was like, I like that. I want to do that. And I either want to do that or do some kind of journalism stuff. And I feel like this is kind of almost the intersection. Podcasts are kind of the intersection of that.
And it's
Because,
still like a totally like wide open format, which is
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah. You can do it. There's so many podcasts that are like super cool and from, you know, there's a bunch that are really fucking boring and suck. But, and I will name them all at the end of the episode.
Oh, we are going to name
But there are
names.
some, there's some really cool ones that are like, you know, out of like completely out of left field because you can do whatever the fuck you want on them.
Which is that's what really attracted me to is you can do whatever you want. It's just a conversation. It's something about the podcast that I don't know, I fell in love with a long time ago. Like
Yeah.
with Ricky Gervais and like that crew, even though now I genuinely despise that show. I fell in love with it because I was like, oh, just like a bunch of people. It's the perfect thing to listen to when you're at work.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily always have to be visually stimulated, but it's nice to have like I've always been a big audio fan. So just being able to listen to that.
I just listen to
podcasts all the time.
Yeah.
I love them. It really is. I mean, thank God I love them. I started a podcast network.
God, if you didn't like podcasts, this would be fucking torture for you.
This would be the worst.
I mean, this already is, I feel like this already is kind of torture for you.
It's literally killing me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's literally killing me.
Which is nice. I think we all should have gotten you a nicer Christmas present.
A Christmas present would have been nice.
No, I think a nicer one.
Yes, the present. I agree with that. The nicer version of nothing.
Yeah, like nothing with a little bow on it or something.
No, I want. Nice. Are you kidding me? I just want to. The thing that like drove me to is just so many. There's so many fun, good, amazing comedians around here that it's like honestly, just the situation is like bad luck. The right people haven't seen them yet, and I was like, well, fuck all that. Let's just make stuff. And
yeah,
like I've always been like a big do-it-yourself type of person, and I was like, I want to do this, and I've never recorded a podcast. I just got the equipment, started recording.
Yeah,
the most god awful podcast I've ever done. Like my first 30 episodes will never see the light of day.
Yeah,
podcast won't see the light of day anymore.
I recorded two episodes of a different podcast idea
Right. Yep,
and they sounded so bad.
Yeah,
because I took two microphones and plugged them right into a Zoom, which is not a bad way to record.
Not at all.
But just. The podcast was bad. The sound quality was bad because it was like the microphones weren't in stands.
Sure.
And you could just like kind of hear the fucking, the cable clicking around. And it was like me trying to do like an advice podcast.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. I love that idea.
I thought it was a fun idea, but first of all, that's been done to death like 1,000 times.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's fun because it's like, what's my take on advice? And I still, like, I'm not against the idea.
Sure.
I just think that...
You should, like, add it on at the end as, like, a fun bit. Like,
yeah.
Like, UFO guys, like, they had the, like, that's also, we'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the UFO guys, like, play a game at the beginning. We just actually, we've now started recording and just tack it on at the end.
Oh, okay.
Which is fun. And it's just, like, a fun extra. It's, like, if you make it through the episode and you want to listen to the game is fun, but it's usually not, like, as intriguing.
Yeah.
I also like that I call them the UFO Boys podcast. UFOlogy, which I actually highly recommend.
The UFO Boys.
Yeah.
future guests, the UFO Boys.
Yes, the UFO Boys. Yeah. Actually, they're your next guest.
Well, we'll see. Whoa. We'll see if their episode's good.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, it has to go through our...
Maybe it'll get lost, wink.
Well, then why are we recording it?
I mean, if they suck, then it'll get lost, wink.
Yeah, we'll wink, wink, lose it again, wink, wink.
Yeah. There's been a few real losses and a few wink wink losses in 2017 for this dang podcast.
That is true.
Yeah. All of them were Leif's fault.
That is also true.
Yeah.
Except for the ones that weren't wink winks. No, the ones that were wink winks.
I think the ones that were wink winks
were
also Leif's fault.
Yeah, probably. I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah. I mean, I'm always perfect, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's, if nothing else, we learn week in and week out that Mike Brucey is perfect.
That I'm perfect.
I get emails every day from all of our listeners.
People.
And it's just nonstop. Mike is perfect. Please
people love
get
my,
him on more.
People love my fucking show.
They
that's
love
the thing
it.
About me.
That is what everyone tells me. They love the
They're
show.
They're creaming their loose little jeans.
That took a real dirty turn that I was not expecting, and I liked it.
Yeah,
I'm on board.
But they're creaming their damn jeans.
They are.
About this podcast, the number one.
Factual.
Alt-right.
Christian
podcast.
I feel like we're missing one. Steve Albini? No?
No.
Cool.
He just shook his head at us.
Yeah.
Producer Steve Albini. That motherfucker.
See, and here you're talking shit about me. Now this guy's over here. Look at what this guy's doing. Nothing over here.
I'll talk shit about both of you guys.
That's true.
You guys are both fuck ups.
Usually, well, fine.
I'm literally pointing at no one.
Yeah, there is no one else in this
producer
room.
Producer Steve Albini.
And honestly, I'm doing all the production. I'm basically just making fun of myself.
Yeah. The producer Steve Albini joke is such a niche, dumb joke.
Yeah.
For is already a small listenership.
Yeah, you had to explain
powerful.
It to me the first time.
Yeah.
And now I get it.
Yeah. It's What? It's like, that's, I feel like, such a metaphor for my comedy. Where it's like,
yeah, like every four people love it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a few people that are like very into it, all of them scare me.
Uh-huh.
And the rest of the people, I'm like, we could take it or leave it. No, like, he seems charming, I guess, but I don't understand what he's saying, but he seems to be having fun up there, so we appreciate that about him.
Yeah, why not?
And most of the time, I'm not even really having fun up there or anywhere.
When's the last time you've had fun?
I couldn't tell you.
Cool. Cool, cool, cool.
I could not tell you.
All right.
I had fun for most of New Year's Eve.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. And then it went on too long.
Yeah.
And then I got really grumpy.
Yeah. Oh, I do that too. I hit the wall and I go, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done here. And then it's just usually me dicking around for an hour because I'm like, I don't want to walk home. It's cold. I can't get a car because they're all $1 million.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to take, and it's just, yeah. It, and then I create a terrible night for everyone.
Yeah.
It's the worst. I hate it.
I definitely ruined my girlfriend's night a little bit at the end.
Cool.
But it's
I've gotten in so many fights with people I've dated at the time. So many
fights. New Year's?
On New Year's. I've been almost like clockwork.
Let's see.
I'm a nightmare.
I haven't had a girlfriend on New Year's in a long time. Let's see.
I can remember 3 times specifically with like long-term girlfriends I got into a fight with.
Yeah.
And it was just, I hate, it just creates so many expectations that I just hate it. I do the same thing every year now because I know exactly where I'm going,
yeah,
when I'm going, how it's going to go. January 1st, I wake up, I check that box off for the year. I'm done. And I just don't care. It could be, and it is always fun, it could be the worst night ever, but it's like, I just know what I'm doing. That's all I care about because it's just all expectations. And is anyone ever wake up and be like, we did it, that was the best?
Yeah. I, one year, because I think I had a girlfriend in 2013 going into 2014.
Humble brag.
I know.
I'm going to show myself out. That's so dumb.
Yeah.
So dumb.
But then after that, until this year, I had not had a girlfriend on New Year's. So I think like, but there was like people I was like seeing, you know, it's like one of those fucking things. But I a couple of years, I do not remember what I did. One year, I took a shower and I was like, I'm going to go out. And then I just slept through New Year's. I slept through the whole thing.
Good call.
That was actually my favorite New Year's of all time.
Yeah.
Just falling asleep at 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. and waking up at like 3 in the morning.
Oh, that must have felt so good.
It was amazing. I was just like,
yeah, just, you skip all the like fear of missing out and all that. Like, yeah, just right over and you're right into the next year. You're like, okay, guess that's it.
And last year I had a party at my apartment.
Uh-huh.
It was like a very small party.
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, fuck off. But it was like a very, it was a thing where I didn't even really invite people. I just was like, hey, I'm having a party, whatever.
Those are the best.
And like some people showed up and it was fun.
Yeah.
And then this year I went to 2 different parties. And the first party the first party was very fun, but then ended pretty early.
Sure.
It was done by like 1:30.
Okay.
And I was like,
that's early?
I feel like for a New Year's party, that's pretty early to be like, all right, everyone out. We're done.
Oh, yeah, I guess
on
so.
New Year's. I feel like if it was like a...
I'm a real square guy.
I feel like if it was a regular, like, weekend party...
Yeah.
And it was, like, 1:30, it's kind of over, like, that makes sense.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
New Year's is the night that everyone fucking stays out until, like, forever. So then I went to a second party, and we were there for, like, a while.
Sure.
And around 4, I was like...
Nope.
I am done. And then we didn't leave till almost 5.
Oh,
so I think
God,
between, like,
hour.
4 and 5, I was like... I'm gonna fucking scream.
I feel bad for the lovely person you are dating because
friend of the show, Anya Volz.
I know. I can just imagine how you were, but at the same time, I also relate to you. And I say, yeah, get the fuck out of there.
That's the thing. Whereas, like, I did the thing where after a while, I just sat down.
Yeah, I mean, we're
I just
old,
sat
though,
down.
So that's understandable.
I know, but she was having a great time, and I was like,
she's so young and vibrant.
Too young and too vibrant. But no, but she was having a great time, and I was like, I don't want to be the fucking, you know, curmudgeon that, like, ruins her fun night with her friends because I want to leave. But after a while, I was literally like, I'm getting a car.
Yeah,
I'm leaving now.
Yeah.
The rest of the night's up to you.
Yeah, and like, I can't do that. That's so late. I wake up at that time.
Yeah.
That's when I wake up.
I was, like, done. But for a while, I tried to be so good. I tried to be so
I'm
nice.
I'm very proud of you.
I was proud of myself for a while, and then I was very mad at myself.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm a fucking asshole a little bit. But I was also like, I'm always cranky anyway.
Yeah.
And this was like, for a while, I like, you know, I danced. I had fun. And then I hit a wall.
And you had like, fun?
Well, I had some fun.
Okay.
I had like right. the I had the requisite amount of fun.
I'm proud of you.
Thank
so
you
this
so
is
much.
Your year. This is your year.
Yeah. And then I was like, all right, let's, you know, like immediately turned into like a cranky old man. And I was like, all right, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And just like, fuck, you know, I apologize. You know, I don't even know if I've apologized to her. I feel like I'm much, I've apologized to her on this podcast, but she's never in the room.
Fair. It's fine.
Yeah. So I'll just like send her the episode. Like, hey, maybe listen to like 17 through 24 minutes.
Yeah, we're going to hit this. Just fast forward to 40 minutes.
It'll
and
be
we'll
fun.
Go to 45. It'll be great.
Yeah, just a fun little
antidote in there.
But yeah, I just am not. I always like feel bad for people I date because I'm just not fun.
Yeah. I'm a nightmare to date. My schedule alone is the worst. Like, I feel really bad because I dated a wonderful person last year, but just got to the point my schedule was a nightmare.
Yeah.
And the thing is, almost all of our issues came from that. And just got to the point, it's like, I can't change. If anything, the goal is to be more busy.
Yeah.
Even though my doctors and all specialists are like, don't do it. I'm like, well, but I have a couple ideas for a podcast.
Yeah. That's the thing where it's like, I think I might have said this on the podcast to them before. It's like, I think I'm a good boyfriend, but I think I'm a very hard person to date.
Sure.
So it's like being in a relationship with me is difficult, but not because I'm like mean. I think I'm a little mean, but like not like I'm mean in the way that I'm mean to you on this podcast. And like
real mean.
Like really mean.
Like real
and
mean.
And I mean it
like,
all the time.
Like lots of tears.
Yeah.
Real sad.
But no, I just feel
most of the time.
But I feel like, you know, I'm just like, you know, I'm cranky and I don't like fun. And most people I date do like fun.
Sure.
Which
sure,
I don't
sure,
understand
sure.
why, because they know me.
Yeah.
I feel like it's very infrequent that I date someone that doesn't already like date someone like boyfriend, girlfriend, that we don't have some kind of previous relationship already.
Yeah.
Like it's usually like someone I've known.
I've actually found the same thing because I've been dating, like doing online dating. It's all nerves, because when I go on a first date, I'm sitting there just like, I'll make a joke or something, I get nothing back. I'm like, well, fuck this. Most people just want like a job interview, basically. Like, well, is this gonna work? Let me know about this.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm so bored already.
Yeah. It's like,
and
oh
like,
god, I don't fucking care.
Yeah, and
it's
I am
like,
kind of weird and anxious. But if I get to know the person and then they realize I'm not gonna murder them, and it just seems like I am at first.
Yeah.
Everyone like,
well, I always
like,
bring one
cool.
to four knives on a first date.
I am always carrying a knife. That's not true. I leave my knife here because I know it's illegal, because I've had a knife taken from me in New York City a few years ago. What
never.
A bummer.
Cops will never take my knife. But no, I think the worst, not the worst part, but like Ani and I are in an open relationship. And that's the thing where it's like, you know, ostensibly I could be out hooking up with people all the time, but I'm just like, I'm so busy. Like, I'm already so, like, I have a regular job. I have a second job as a comedian. And I'm also trying to, like, have a good, like, well-working relationship with one person.
Any one of those things is like, a lot.
Yeah.
Let alone all three. Yeah, it's a nightmare.
And then I'm also like, hey, do you want to fuck? What's up? Do you want to fuck me? And it's just like, I'm just like, oh, it's just so much.
I am borderline thinking about just quitting, because like I've been, and the thing is like, I'm a nightmare on dates. I'm a nightmare to date. It's just kind of the point where I'm just like, I'll just be, you know what, 2018, I'm going to be celibate.
Are you going to be celibate?
Yeah.
Are you saying this as a fact?
I mean.
Or like, is it a goal?
It's definitely not a goal at all.
Is not fucking your goal?
If I can make it through January not celibate, I'd be happy. But the thing is like,
fun.
The fact of the matter is, there's just a good chance that I'm going to be celibate this year. Like that's how it goes. And the thing is like, I'm quiet. I'm kind of shy. And like, I'm very much like, I would consider myself a feminist. And the last thing I want to do is make anyone feel uncomfortable in any situation whatsoever. Guys are the fucking worst.
I mean, I think guys are pretty great.
They're,
as you know, this
the
is the number one.
That's it. The
men's rights activist podcast.
Yep, that's the one we missed.
That's it.
That's the
number
one.
Number one Christian alt-right men's rights activist podcast about television.
Man, that's so much. so specific.
I know, but you know.
That's for all of the three of them.
I'm on the chart.
Actually, I feel like that's a lot of them. They all fall
men's
in
rights
same.
Activists.
Yeah, like all those circles
alt-right.
Are the same
yeah,
circle.
Yeah.
But
there,
oh, man.
There is. But yeah, I don't know. I just feel like me ever like dating is like is crazy. Like just the amount of red flag that I'm like very open about.
Yeah.
And then people are still like, let's try.
And also, like, dating a comedian, because it's hard. Like, I've been on a date, and it was, like, someone who's not a comedian, and they looked at me like, they don't get my schedule. Even so much so, like, one of my closest friends, because we were talking about, like, finding the person that maybe we'd want to spend our life with, if that's something we believed in.
Yeah.
And I was saying how I went
and
on
and I did. I found him, and his name's Diego Lopez.
You did? Oh, yeah. I'm so happy for both of you. Like, I mean, that's, yeah. And he's also, man, he's got abs for days.
It's unbelievable. It's hurtful to me.
Yeah. Both, yeah, like he can also, he also physically hurts you.
Yeah, all the time. He punches
I'm surprised he let you out today, honestly.
I mean.
He must have been a real good boy.
He unlocked the cage.
He did.
And I got out.
Nice. But I like explained to her, I was like, yeah, like, oh yeah, this person was cool and they're over here, but it's like, oh, it's gonna be hard. And she's like, if you find the person you want to be with, like, it'll be really easy. I'm like, no, you don't get the schedule. You don't get my schedule. Like,
yeah.
No, like, no matter how much I love a person, like, it's, this is so important to me. Like, I'm never free.
Yeah.
I need to date. What I need to do is find a comedian to date.
That's the thing.
They don't want to date me, and that's fine. But it's just like, it's, the schedule is insane. A stand-up comedian's schedule is so insane.
Yeah, it's fucked up. But that's why I think that my relationship has been good for as long as it has been already, where it's like, we both 100% understand each other's schedule.
Yeah.
And we're also like, also thankfully we're both people who do not go to bed early.
That's helpful.
So even I'll be like, it'll be like 12:30 and I'll be like, what do you like? I'll be like, hey, I just got out of my show. And she'll be like, all right, come over. And I'll be like, okay. And I'll just go hang out.
Oh, that's
apartment.
Awesome.
Yeah. I would one day like to have sex. I think.
I just don't think it's for you, Mike.
I don't think it's for me either.
Yeah.
But I would love to try it. Kind of like, have some people don't like mayonnaise.
Sure.
Where you're like, but maybe just try it once. And then I'm like, I would love to try it
Can
once.
I make a suggestion? Let's see how this year goes.
Yeah. See and how 2018 goes.
We'll see how 2018
general.
Goes. And maybe 2019, maybe that can be the big thing. We can like work up to it.
The idea of a celibate person in an open relationship is very funny. Like, you have all these people that you hang out with, but you don't have sex with any of them.
Yeah, that's I would be so curious to see why that person did not have sex, because it's not religion.
Yeah,
because if it was, unless it's like a less popular religion, because if it was religion,
or like an asexual poly person.
Oh, that would be so good.
That's
very funny. But the thing is, I have a friend who at one point claimed he was asexual, and it was just fascinating learning about the asexual community.
Yeah.
I think sometimes I relate to them a lot.
I mean, I think sex is disgusting, so I get it.
Yeah.
But no, I think the asexual poly person is very, it's like, there's all, I don't think that you have to only love one person.
Yeah.
And I think you can love as many people as you want and not have sex with any of them. You can have sex with zero.
Why disappoint one of them when you can disappoint all of them?
Why just spread yourself so thin emotionally with no physical affection to go with it?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So good.
Cool. I guess we have to talk about this TV show. Anyway, do you have any big goals for 2018 or any resolutions?
I mean, goals, definitely, like, just, I need to get back to stand up and do better at it. I feel real bad about it. I did a couple mics, but the funny thing is, like, a lot of people are very helpful about it.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping to just really put the work in. And the thing is, I feel comfortable putting the work in now. Before that, I would always be too nervous beforehand to do it.
Yeah.
Now I just hate myself afterwards as opposed to before.
Oh, yeah,
after.
That's every comedian.
Yeah. So that I feel more comfortable with, but the podcast network, like, I'm pouring myself into it. The goal is within 3 years, this be my full-time job.
That would be amazing.
And then
that would be great, because that means I could probably make a little bit of money.
Yeah. I mean the goal is, I already created something that I never dreamed I would 2 years ago in the network, which is like, I want to create a space that people I like and comedians I know can put stuff, and we can share it with the world and like gain notoriety that way. Not just like so people can hear our expression and all that. And it was great. And now all of a sudden, like, we had a sponsor. I had a sponsor on one podcast for a while. And I was like, well, that's cool. That's like 3 years before I was expecting it. So it's like, fuck it. Let's just do it. 3 years from now, the goal is to be able to quit my job.
Yeah.
And do this full time.
Yeah.
And like, so that's really the only. And so like, this year is just a lot of marketing stuff and like getting out there, producing live shows.
Mm-hmm.
I already have like a small tour lined up with the Ufology guys. We're going to like go do a couple shows and also do a couple podcasts on the road.
Yeah.
And like, just do stuff like that.
Hey, listen, if you need a fourth member of that, let me know. I mean, you can say no, but I'm just saying. I mean,
we can do that.
Yeah.
If you wanted to just go on the road and do a couple podcasts, like just like on a weekend or something, we could easily do that. Also, I can get a car. My mom lives in Jersey and my brother.
That's beautiful.
So it's like, that's something we can talk about. Yeah. Anyone else want to hear the details of us creating a small tour?
Yeah.
Or just like a weekend of three shows? Yeah. No? Oh, that's weird.
Well, what are you going to do?
So yeah, that's it really for me. It's just, I am happy with where I'm at. And I just want to put more work into this and stand up and like show all the people, go, you do comedy?
Yeah.
I don't see it. Like, that's the meanest thing you can say to someone.
Like, I'm telling you, I do it.
Yeah. I'm like, no, I do it. I really enjoy it. Like, really? And it's like, I don't, first of all,
the question really is, it's never in a good way.
Yeah. It's not like someone's like, and it's just so mean. It's just, I didn't like take my dick out. Like, that wasn't my shtick.
Yeah.
The guy who did that in high school was like, he's going to be a comedian. You wait and see.
Yeah. And you're like, I don't think so.
He's not. I know for a fact he's not.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's so offensive. And I just want to be like, listen, I'm so famous right now and rich. And
I'm
so famous and rich. So yeah, that's it. How about you? What are you doing this year?
I'm going to try to do 100 pushups a day.
Cool. I like that.
I've been doing that. Okay. And my shoulders always hurt.
Yeah.
My shoulder blades. Killing me.
Don't break anything. Don't hurt yourself too much.
I'm going to hurt myself.
I'll keep doing it.
There's no way I won't.
Keep doing it.
That's it. I guess I want to progress both in content and in like, it's weird to say like your standing in comedy, but I would like to do like bigger shows more often and stuff like that.
I feel you on that.
That's it. I do want to do some touring. I was thinking about setting up like a longer run towards the middle or the end of the year, but
cool.
I do need to get a driver's license, which I think is a big hurdle.
That would be helpful. You could always go with someone who has a driver's license.
That's true. That is very true. But I want to do it. But I don't think you can take like 2 or 3 weeks off of work.
I can take like a week and a half off. Yeah. I can't like do like a full country tour. I can get to like the Northeast or the Southeast and back.
Yeah. So I don't know. That's kind of it.
But if I go at the right time, I bet I could take that much time off.
Yeah. Just include if you these weekends too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I don't know. I have to think about that. And then just like, you know, I want to like work more on like putting myself out there as like a person who does stuff.
Sure.
You know, like be like, hey, you know, I'd like to,
you're winking, why are you,
I'd like
winking?
To do your comedy show, okay. You know, you like ask people to do stuff,
you don't have to wink when you ask that,
you know, maybe that's why I don't get booked that often.
Oh, yeah, probably not.
I mean you get booked
more than I do, and I that is booked at all.
I get booked enough.
I produce people's podcasts and they eventually put me on their show. That's how I do it.
That's pretty fun.
That's how I do, oh no, that's how I think I got all my podcasts. That's how I got all my shows.
Hey, that's
like
fun,
people
though.
I've like done favors for.
Hey, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, but hey, whatever. I gotta start asking. That's weird. It's weird to have to do that.
It
but
sucks.
You have to.
I don't do it that often.
Yeah,
but
I have to do that very soon.
But yeah. Also, if anyone likes stand up comedy shows, I'm hosting one January 25th.
You don't have to wink.
I can't not wink.
Okay. And when is it?
Thursday, January 25th.
Wait, what day of the week?
Thursday.
January
25th.
Thursday, January 25th.
At A-Bar.
A-Bar.
It's the
I'd highly recommend getting a name for that bar.
Yeah, you know what? We should tell the people who own it.
Oh, that's actually the name?
That's the name of it.
Oh!
Because it used to
not
be...
not even a bit.
No, it's
like,
not.
Why would you not say the name of the bar?
No, it's called A-Bar. It's, it used to be called... Not, it used to be something else. It was in Greenpoint. Not no, maybe it's called No Name Bar.
Okay.
Or something like that.
That sounds strangely familiar. But the thing is, what bar? It's like No Name Bar, bar something.
Yeah. So it's basically a bar that didn't have a sign outside. And, you know, so now it's called A Bar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hosting it with Diego Lopez. It's in a weird little basement. And it'll be fun.
Cool.
A bunch of cool people are on it. It'll be great.
Are we just like straight plugging at this point?
I guess we're plugging. It just felt like it was. I should plug there.
No. I felt that too. I mean, it's been an hour.
Has it? We should talk quickly about the TV show we were supposed to talk about.
I mean, we can, or we can save it for another episode. I mean, we can talk about it. Yeah, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it quick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it was literally an 11-minute episode.
Yeah,
so
it's 11
not,
minutes.
So,
yeah.
So, I mean, God, this is the longest we've gone without talking about the TV show,
it,
I think.
Is officially, because the other one, even though the other one was a 3-hour long
podcast,
it took you 50 minutes
to say the name of the show.
The funny thing is, at the beginning of this, before I took the headset off, when we were talking about how weird it is for me to be on this side, I was thinking, it's like, yeah, it's really weird because I'm like, I know what we're trying, like, I know, like, the general outline and, like, when we do stuff.
Yeah.
So, for the first, 15 minutes, I was like, should I tell him, we should get into the show?
No.
And then I got totally, we just started talking about something. I got totally lost in it, and then I just remembered, 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. No, it's like, that's fine, I think.
There's a thing.
So, the TV show that I watched for Leif was Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law.
Oh.
Is that what it's called?
Yep. Okay. That's what it's called.
I just wrote down Harvey Birdman, and I kind of forgot.
That's all that really matters.
But, yeah. So, I watched it. If you've never seen it, it's is it pre-Adult Swim? Or is it one of the first Adult Swim shows?
I can't remember. I think it was part of the Adult Swim block, one of the first ones. I can't remember when exactly Adult Swim started, but I remember when this show came out, I was I was in middle school.
Okay.
I believe it was 2000, and I was just like, you can make parody cartoons for adults?
Yeah.
And it changed my life because I didn't, I was in middle school. I didn't know that you could, I thought it was stand up or sketch. That's it.
Yeah, that's what comedy is.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Or movies.
Yeah. I would wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Actually, I was usually awake because I was a borderline insomniac back then.
Oh, that's good.
But I would wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning to watch the 11 or 12 minute episode.
Yeah.
Laugh my ass off and go back
and
to bed.
And then go out to sleep.
And because it was just such an absurd, crazy idea. And it's great because they got to play around with all Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah.
Which is owned by Cartoon Network. So they were able to play with any of those properties.
Yeah. So basically, if you've never seen it, the show is that this guy, Harvey Birdman, was he a character before this TV show existed?
Yep.
Okay. I know very little about cartoons.
Yeah.
So he's basically a kind of a superhero who is also a lawyer. And he is a lawyer in all these cases that involve all of these classic cartoon characters.
Yeah.
So the one that I watched in the first episode was about Johnny Quest.
So good.
Which is an insane show.
Oh, such a, yeah, all of it. It's so
and
insane.
And this was an 11-minute episode. And it
You're
was,
welcome, by the way.
Thank you so much. And it was an 11-minute gay joke.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cause it's
I have to admit, I saw it and I was like, it is my least favorite episode, and I saw it and I was like, I'm not proud of this at
whatever.
All. But I also felt like sometimes they did, I mean, I don't want to, that's just me getting defensive.
Yeah.
They're also pointing out that it's okay to, it's like, shut up.
Yeah,
now
yeah,
you're
yeah.
just saying a dumb cis white male.
Yeah, again. It's whatever. Yeah. I mean, it was fun. I didn't like it, but.
I love how they start you in it.
It's just starts. Yeah,
there's
yeah, yeah.
no introduction.
That's what I like. It's not
no
like,
introduction.
Hi, I'm Harvey Birdman,
yeah.
and I'm the attorney for all these cartoon characters you know and love. They're just like, nah, you'll figure it out quickly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they just go. And then new characters are introduced all the time. You're just like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
And it is. It's so, and I realized.
It's one of the most meta things that it's ever existed.
Very much so, which is why I love it. I love anything meta. I'm a huge fan of meta stuff. To me, that's the funniest stuff in the world. So I fell in love with this. It's the second time, because the first thing I used to watch was I thought about it, but I didn't want to, was Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh, that's a full movie.
Because technically it's a full movie. And I was like, I'm not gonna make you do that.
Yeah. I would have killed myself.
Yeah. And but that's where I grew up. It's parody and just fun, just making fun stuff and having fun was the best.
Just poking fun at things that are kind of dumb.
Exactly. It's basically saying the things that I thought when I used to watch them with my dad, who used to watch those movies for fun.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The guys.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is my jam. But yeah, I remember it was a huge part of me becoming, getting into comedy was Harvey Birdman. And, the music is hilarious. Later on, Stephen Colbert is introduced.
Stephen Colbert or?
Well, no, just his characters. I don't know if he's in the first one. He's definitely in the second one. But he has a couple characters that are just, to this day, some of the best characters of anything. They're so good. And I've never watched it with a critical eye before. And oh my God, it is so over the top.
It's
and just loud and fast. And
they're just
what's going on?
Jokes.
Oh my God.
Here they are.
It is, they communicate in jokes. It's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane. You didn't like it?
No, I didn't like it. But I'm kind of over, like, it's not their fault, but I'm kind of over the kind of meta wink to the camera kind of thing. Where I'm like,
I get that.
Just make something that's funny. If
I feel the same way when I see stuff like that now. But for me, since it was the first one of the first things I saw.
Because this was like early 2000s.
I believe the first, I want to say, I was definitely in middle school. I want to say the first one was, no, not middle school. I was in high school when that came out. Because I think it was 2000.
Yeah.
I'm old.
You're all very old.
Which is cool. But it was, it was such an important show for me at the time because it was also what introduced me to cartoons being for adults. Like, you can do that.
Yeah.
Like, there are other shows I think you would enjoy a lot more. I mean, we were also talking about, like, Bob's Burgers.
Yeah.
Which I'd seen a bunch of episodes. Yeah. Or, like, Archer or something like that.
Yeah. Which I don't think I've ever seen.
No? Maybe we'll do another episode then.
Well, don't get crazy.
Oh, it's just going to be, I'm just going to release an episode of me just talking by myself. Like, it was great. This happened and then this happened. Oh my God.
That would be really funny. It has the bumper, like the TV Casualty bumper, and it's just Leif talking alone about Archer. No, that's very fun.
Like the whole time going, Mike, you, nope, okay, yeah. So this happened, and then this, it was great.
Yeah. We talked about it a little for a second with Diego at the open mic before we were here, and he was like, I just don't think I smoke weed enough to get this, which is we smoke weed zero.
Yeah.
And I really think that
that definitely would help. It would probably help a lot.
I think, yeah. That's my problem with a lot of things where I'm like, oh, man, I feel like I would like this if I smoked weed. But I just don't.
It's because it's just all it is just individual jokes. Any one of those jokes could really be by themselves.
Yeah.
And it's just like it's a joke avalanche. Like it's like over. It's almost like overwhelming. Like if you want any form of character development or anything, don't even bother with this. It's just silly and
it's just full goofy
jokes. It's just so many jokes. It's so good. I love it. And that's the type of humor that like I love. I love just the nonstop like bam 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 bam, and then you're done. You're like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah,
it's the best.
Yeah, that is overwhelming to me sometimes.
I get that. Believe me, I get that. Yep. So
that's it.
Weather is out there. Mister on his phone.
I'm sorry, I had to send a very important text.
That's I'm just giving you a hard time. I love doing that stuff.
But no, I mean, yeah, I don't know. Harvey Birdman is like, it's one of those things where I can like see why people like it, but it's just not for me.
I get that. I think if I watch it now, I mean, even watching it critically again, like watch the episode, I was like, eh. It's not like I choose to watch it anymore. There's other shows. Like, I think I've watched Archer and Bob's Burgers, like, all the way through every season 5 times.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Like, I have OCD tendencies. Yeah, Thank God that my obsessions were, like, used to be video games and now are, like, cartoons.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, heroin was always on the table. But I stayed away.
It's still on the table.
It's still not.
You're from New Jersey.
Yeah, big
and
heroin.
And you live in New York
Mostly,
City.
Mostly, I mean, where I came from, a lot of, not heroin. What's the other one called? The one that white trash really like.
Meth?
Meth. Meth is everywhere in my hometown.
You had a meth?
Yeah, New Jersey, one of New Jersey's biggest meth busts was like in my county.
That's fucked up.
It's a backwoods type of situation. I know.
Yeah, that's weird. It's weird that there's like a backwoods part of New Jersey.
Yeah. I mean, all of Western Jersey is just trees and state parks. And that's where they hide their trailers and grow stuff and make stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, Long Island has like a big heroin thing.
Big heroin. Probably also, I can imagine, cocaine.
Definitely cocaine.
A lot of cocaine.
But cocaine isn't like killing people.
No. That's
like
all,
heroin.
That's
is.
The opioids.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's. It's real bad right now.
Yeah.
That's where.
Yeah. Because everyone got hooked on Oxys like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And then now just does heroin.
Yep.
And there was a guy. I think I might have told this story. It's not like it happened. It's like a personal story. But there was a guy.
So you're doing heroin.
So I'm doing heroin.
I shouldn't be making jokes about that. If you're doing heroin, give me a call. I want to help you. Let's work through this. We'll figure something
out. And if I know you and you're doing heroin, don't bring me into your bullshit.
Yeah.
Fucking
stop doing
figure
it.
Your life stop. Out, but I'm not going to help you. I don't have the – I can't even help myself from eating too many potato chips. Like, what am I going to fucking help you? You know, I love you, and I hope you get better, but I can't help. But I hope you – I wish you the best. Unless I don't like you, then whatever. But there was a dude on Long Island, maybe like, this was less than 10 years ago, for sure. But he like went into a drugstore and just like full on murdered a pharmacist.
Jesus.
To try to get oxys. It was like a robbery gone wrong.
Way wrong, yeah.
Yeah. And that was like a big problem.
Kicking that stuff is painful. Like legit,
yeah.
You will be in so much pain.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's a bummer. I have a couple friends who had to get off OxyContin, and yeah, their stories are horrifying.
Yeah. Well, on that light note, cartoons are bad.
Hey, cartoons are cartoons are the new heroin. What? No, that's not good.
Shoot them into your veins.
Shoot cartoons directly in your veins.
Yeah. But no, I feel like that was about as much as I had to talk about Harvey Birdman anyway.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really, it was
crazy. 11 minutes long. It was fine. It was like an 11-minute long gay joke about
Dr. Really...
Quest and Race Bannon.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
And then, the end is just so dumb.
The end is super dumb. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so dumb.
But, yeah, that's it. You got anything you want to add? I feel like we did a lot of talking about stuff that we do, but...
Hey, Happy New Year, everybody. Thank you very much for listening.
Yeah.
As far as the show is concerned, it's fine. There's so many other better shows, but genuinely, I was like, hey...
But this is something I love. Yeah.
This is a show that was important to me at the time. I still watch it once in a while.
Yeah.
And it's 11 minutes. And honestly, like, I know how much work you put into this. I was like, I can't, like, I was like, yeah, 11 minutes, that's way better than anything else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Especially considering the first time I was like, I just want to fuck around with him and say Mystery Science Theater.
Oh, God,
but then I immediately was like, oh, it's going to be the worst.
Oh, I would have screamed.
Absolute worst. For future guests.
For future guests, please pick a show you don't care about that much, and that is short.
Yeah.
I think that'll make everything a lot easier for me.
There you go.
Cool.
You should push the cartoon Adult Swim.
Please no more cartoons.
But they're 11 minutes.
I know. But like, give me a little bit of a break with cartoons.
That's funny. There were no cartoons until recently. And it's like something like 6 out of 7 have been cartoons.
And I would just love a break.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so tired.
Oh, he's so tired. He's falling asleep right now.
Can't wait to change the format of this podcast.
Oh, it's coming.
This is wearing me down. no, it's fine. It's not that hard to do. I mean, I'm just a fucking baby. But no, I guess that's it. Happy New Year, everyone. Leif, you're great. I really appreciate all the work you've done. It's very hard for me to be sincere. But yeah, this is great. This podcast would be horrible or non-existent without you. Probably non-existent.
That's very kind of you, and I thank you for doing this with me, because it's something like the podcast network is something I genuinely care about, and there's a reason I went to you. There's a handful of people I went to, and I was like, if you want to do anything, let me know.
I came at you with a couple ideas, and they were all terrible.
And after I shot them,
and then you were like, I have an idea.
They're all the best ideas.
Yeah, I had a couple, but I thought that was fun.
Yeah.
So I was like, but yeah, I'll do this one. This one seems, because this was the thing that's like, I haven't really seen anything like this.
Yeah.
So it's fun.
The funny thing is, I tell people, and like, at first they're like, another television podcast. I'm like, yeah, but he's never seen him. They're like, wait, he's never seen any of these shows? Like, no, he never watched TV.
Yeah.
And immediately people are like, what's the name of it? I want to listen to it right now.
Yeah, because so it's literally fun.
Yeah, you're listening to someone who just went through it for the first time.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious.
And I'm so very dumb.
I can't stress enough
how dumb I am.
I mean, I'm just supporting the bit. You said it, not me. No. I mean, you're also very the way I see it, you could literally have done another Nerdist, the same exact thing. But the thing is, it's just content. Whatever your content is you're putting out, that's all that matters. And you're good at it. You're great at hosting something.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen people freeze up or have a hard time, and I've never seen you do that. I've seen a couple episodes and maybe we're a little bit tougher, but the thing is, you went through as if nothing, there was no problem.
Because I'm just like, what am I going to, I can't just be like, this is bad. You know, yeah, it's like exactly. Very unprofessional.
And so it's like, you're really good at this.
Thank you so much. You're very welcome.
So now that we've gotten that out of our system, can we shell over each other the rest of the
year?
Yeah,
I love that.
Cool. Same page.
That was great.
Yeah.
But yeah, this was great. I guess, just keep listen to all the Brain Machine Network shows. I've been on most of them already, so yeah if you want,
got a bunch of stuff happening this year.
Yeah,
it's gonna be insane. I'm not gonna talk about any of it because everything is so fucking fluid, but the thing is, in the next couple months at the very least, there's gonna be three new podcasts. So four new
just
podcasts.
Let them know I'm always available to be on their podcasts.
Hey, will do. But yeah,
but yeah, I mean, that's the thing where it's like all the other shows are very cool and they're all very different. And if you want to weigh into them, listen to my episode. If you like me, you know, I mean, it would be crazy if you're listening this far into a podcast and you don't like me. Unless
just
you
total
just
hate listen.
Unless you just really like Leif, which I understand. I mean, I don't, but like I
but you
understand
listen,
that
you should listen to all the episodes because I'm kind of in every single
thing.
Yeah,
he's kind of in all of them. This is the one he's really in. But yeah, so it's like if you like me, listen to my episode of the Other People's Podcast, and I'm sure that that you'll like them at least because I'm there.
And if you like anything I've said, you should listen to Narcistas because all I do is I sit there and listen to Will and Courtney talk about God knows what.
Yeah.
And I just once in a while lob a joke in and it makes me sound like a real genius.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I highly recommend listening to that podcast.
Yeah. And everyone, Narcistas, we did a crossover episode with them. So if you listen to their episode of my podcast, you listen to my episode of their podcast.
Yeah.
But all theirs are great. Ufology, I did that a while ago. That's really fun to listen to. Dude Talks to a Lady, I did that one. I talked about a joke that I wrote about a woman.
So good. That's one of my favorite episodes.
It was a fun one. I think I came off kind of like an asshole in it. But
the funny thing is the people who are most progressive are the ones who will actually get into more of a conversation.
Yeah.
And talk about that stuff and like aren't necessarily afraid of asking like more serious questions and like the conversation is much better, where we've had other people who were specifically asked on who maybe leaned a bit more sexist and they made themselves seem so good.
Yeah.
And honestly, some of those episodes will never see the light of day because we weren't happy. Like some that maybe this went too fast or there was like the conversation wasn't great.
Yeah.
But like it's the people like your episode and a couple other episodes that were the best because you were not afraid to ask questions and like really get into conversation about.
Yeah. Plus like I am a giant sexist.
Oh, giant sexist.
Full card carrying misogynist, men's rights activist.
Alt-right.
Christian.
You name it.
Podcast.
Yeah.
About TV.
That's it.
But yeah, I don't know. Yeah. So just, you know, listen to everything that Leif has a little hand in. It all ends up really cool. It's all because it's like, he has curated the network to be interesting.
Yeah.
Like there's not one show that is like a straight up interview podcast on the network, I don't think. Like Dude Talks to a Lady is, but it's not because it's about something very specific.
I actually think I because mine used to be that.
Yeah.
It was the interview. And the thing is, I think I'm actually bringing on another one that will be like that, but it's only the one.
Yeah. So there's, so it's like, it's not like, Every show you listen to is interesting and it's cool and everyone has a little different of a perspective.
I can't explain enough how much time and like energy I put into thinking about every podcast on the network, just being like, does it fit? Where does it fit? How does it look in a big picture? Like I'm trying to separate as much stuff as possible. Like I don't want like two things together on the right side and like I want everything to be spread out and like really reach as many people as possible, and like I only have so much time or so my doctors say
kooks
what
hacks what do you call a bad doctor
I guess you can call him a kook. I don't like that word though. That word just sounds offensive. I like call them quacks.
Quacks. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, look at these quacks. Even though I've met some of the nicest and most helpful people I've ever met this past year who were doctors who helped me through really weird. Like there was like a good
they're quacks.
2 month period in which we didn't know what was in my brain.
Yeah.
We just knew that it was a tumor. So for 2 months I was like, I'm done.
Yeah. I'm like, fucking toast.
Yeah. And my doctor's like, listen, I'm an ENT, like ear, nose, throat specialist. I have no idea what the fuck this is. But he helped me get to like a top of the line neurosurgeon or neurologist like within a month and a half or so, as opposed to like 6 months.
Yeah.
And it's like just some of the most amazing people. But I really love calling them quacks on stage.
I really do
it's
not
so
appreciate
hilarious.
All that work that doctor did.
No, they did a lot. I mean, I
do not appreciate them at all.
At the time, I think he also felt bad because like, you know, the bit I do on stage, like that's literally like the student said that, like that happened.
Yeah.
And basically the student said, oh shit, when he saw my MRI.
Yeah.
And the doctor, he still feels bad about it.
Yeah.
Because like that's the most unprofessional way to tell someone they have a brain tumor.
That's unbelievable.
And the only reason it worked is because I started laughing hysterically.
Yeah.
So I thought that was the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
I've actually met a lot of, but I will call them quacks to the day.
Yeah, it's more
so
fun that way.
It's so funny. Yeah. I'm like stealing your wind down.
I have nothing.
If we're gonna do plugs, I want to do just a quick plug with all the stuff on the network. Obviously listen to all the podcasts, Ufology, Narcissistas, which I am on almost every episode.
Yeah.
This last episode that came out today with this episode, I actually highly recommend The Narcissistas. I'm in it, and apparently I'm great. And we blame my haircut for it. So that's awesome. Also, you got Ufology. You have Dude Talks to a Lady. There's a few more coming our way. And then also John, a good friend of ours, John Rosenberger, friend of the show.
Yeah.
Eventual episode. One of the episodes I lost.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God, I got to get him back on.
Get him back on. He's the best. Nicest guy in the world. He's amazing. He is now a producer for the Brain Machine Network.
That's
and
great.
He's coming with Chris Colagero on Morning Coffee and Emily Winter in How to Produce Live Comedy. And there's a couple other projects he's bringing on board eventually. Like, they're working on, like, the logistics right now. And That's great. Just, there's so much crazy stuff going on.
Listen to Morning, I have an episode of Morning Coffee.
Oh, you do? Great. I do. That's perfect.
That one, I got really deep on that one.
I'm going to check that out.
It's a brutal one. It's fine, but it's fun.
Yeah, I mean, I actually have stuff, it's so weird. I was talking to, it's probably not as, because you're farther along than I am, but, like, the other day, I was talking to Sam and Brian, like, a year and a half ago, we'd be like, yeah, follow me on Twitter, and that was it. Now it's like, oh, shit, and this. Oh, don't forget about this. Oh, God, this, and this, too.
Yeah.
So I'll just say, check out the live Narcissistas March 3rd.
Ooh, okay.
That's going to be so good.
I'm not a guest, but I will try to bully my way on there.
No, God, no. No. I don't know. They have a whole setup and everything. They're just leaving. I think it's funnier when I just don't know what's going on and I'm forced to figure it out as we go along.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what's happening. So I'm still producing it. But the thing is, I'll just be on stage most of it because they can produce it. They've got great people there that can help with it. But it's going to be great. March 3rd, Pine Box, 7:30. Go to that. Also, just check out all the other stuff on BrainMachineNetwork.com. I can't say enough about it. And then if you want, Instagram, at Bear with Leif.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Cool.
That's all I got.
I'm Mike. I'm at Mike Abruzzi on all social media. That's, you know, whatever. Follow me there. You can send me messages. You can see what comedy shows I'm doing. I'm hosting my show Cool World with Diego Lopez at A Bar on Manhattan Avenue in Greenpoint, Thursday, January 25th. We got a great lineup. A bunch of people on the lineup have already been on the show. Casey James DeLango,
so
Anya.
Good. So good.
Yeah. My friend Brendan Ayer, who's back in town after being out of town for a couple months.
Very cool.
It's beautiful.
Very funny dude.
Yeah. Oh, so amazing. Pedro Salinas, Jordan Jensen, just a bunch of very funny people.
And I never say this, that's a hot lineup.
It's a great lineup. It's very fun. So yeah, I have that. You can, you know, subscribe whatever to this.
Definitely do that.
Definitely subscribe to this if you don't
also
already.
Get one friend to listen to this.
Please tell one friend.
Just tell one friend.
Tell your weirdest friend.
Oh, God. About your weirdest friend would probably really enjoy.
They'll
this.
Probably like this.
Yeah.
And
actually, let's do an experiment. Tell your weirdest friend and your least weirdest friend.
And see what happens.
Yeah. And then also rate and subscribe.
Yeah, rate and subscribe.
What's the other thing I want to say? Comment. That's what
it's. Yeah. Do all of it. I think that's it. You know, I got a bunch of shows coming up in a couple of weeks, but I post those on Facebook and Instagram and whatever. Sometimes I'll retweet something if I'm tagged in it, but I feel weird like writing a tweet just to be like, hey, I'm at this show tonight, because it's like, who fucking cares?
Yeah, I feel real weird about that. And but also, it's like at some point you wear out all your good faith, and people are like, yeah, we get it. You're a comedian. Cool.
Yeah. Exactly.
I feel gross. Also, so, this is why I don't get booked, because I'm terrified of marketing.
It's fine. I just have given up on caring.
I wish.
I've given up on caring. I've given up on morals.
I do better when I'm at that point. We were talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
I do much better at that point, but I still care a little bit.
I think 2018 might be the year I sell out.
Ooh, congratulations.
I'll become the face of a giant corporation. I don't care.
We need a face.
I
be
would
the
love.
Face of the Brain Machine Network. The network everybody knows about.
I would love. I'll fucking hawk Ford trucks. I'll sell McDonald's hamburgers.
Let's do it.
I don't
just give me a little bit of money.
I don't want to walk dogs anymore.
Yeah, that's it. Just a little bit.
I don't want to walk dogs anymore. I just want to sit. I just want to sit and rot.
It
gets really sad.
Isn't that just
the
dream? Yeah, that's the dream.
I just want to sit and rot.
Waste
die.
Away. God, if only.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't know. Just follow me, whatever. That's it, really. We have a Facebook page you can like. We have an email address.
Yeah, I don't know.
TVCasualtyPod@gmail.com. Whatever.
Post something on the Facebook. I don't know what. I was going to say something fun, but nothing came to me. I figured by the time I got to the words, it'd come out.
I feel like you had it.
Oh, no. Post shows you'd want to hear about.
Yeah. Let me know.
And then we'll start
shows you want to talk about.
To do that. Yeah.
Guests you want me to have on. Anything you want.
Oh, yeah. Guests to have on. That'd be good.
Yeah. If there's someone in New York.
Or even out at. Well, We're going to go on our world tour later this year.
We're
going
to go on a world tour. It's great. I'm going to fly people in from LA.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
Cool.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening. This is so long. This is such a long ending.
It's been 20
this
minutes.
Sucks.
We've been ending for 20 minutes.
Oh, God. I hate myself. All right. Yeah.
I mean, I can't say goodbye. See? I'm doing it again. Just get out of here.
Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate you. We love you so much. And that's it. Yeah. Tweet at me if you like the show, you don't like the show, whatever. Cool. Thanks so much. I love you. I'll see you next week. All right. Bye.
God, I've been waiting to do that for so long.
Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.